Something strange is indeed happening in Hollywood. This is Tony. Hope you're all doing well. As you might have noticed, Hollywood has changed over the years. We're now seeing, of course, essentially the movie star is dead, folks. Here you have, of course, Harrison Ford about 50 million years ago. He, of course, is starring in another version of Indiana Jones right now, and we're going to be talking about that later. But of course, even he has quit. Harrison Ford is saying he's throwing in the towel because it's no longer Indiana Jones. He's not. It's like they've shelled out the man. And this is what they've done with everyone. I mean, they've done this with Luke Skywalker in Star Wars. They've done it with Indiana Jones in Indiana Jones. It's amazing. It's like literally the sort of macho, sort of cocky attitude that Harrison Ford had in Star Wars and Indiana Jones apparently is not acceptable anymore, folks. Not acceptable. But what's strange is it is actually acceptable to you and I. It's just not acceptable to those running Hollywood because apparently they're having difficulty finding anyone liking any new actors or actresses. It's like no one knows who they are. I mean, the top actors these days are Sylvester Stallone, who's like almost in a wheelchair at this point. I mean, the guy's almost 80. You got Harrison Ford here. They're like literally the guys that star at openings, right, of new movies. It's hilarious. Guys that it should be already in the old folks' home, you know what I mean? Are the ones doing the action movies. And, of course, Quentin Tarantino here saying essentially something similar. He's like, look, honestly, I don't necessarily agree with what he's saying here about Ryan Reynolds because I kind of like Ryan Reynolds. But this is Ryan Reynolds' movie, says he doesn't understand cinema anymore. Well, I think I understand why you don't understand it because they're not accepting things that are sort of on the edge anymore like Quentin Tarantino would put out. And they're not allowing this kind of stuff anymore. It's not acceptable. Unacceptable to those running, of course, Hollywood. Might be acceptable to you, but not to them. And, of course, he's saying that, like, literally he can't understand where he's at anymore. Hollywood doesn't make any sense. He's hinting at retirement. I mean, everyone is, actually. Clint Eastwood's hinting at retirement. Quentin Tarantino, you have, of course, also Harrison Ford there. Stallone isn't for some reason. I mean, I guess he'll be like 90 years old still doing movies or something. I don't know. But, of course, we're going to be getting into actually much more than this as we go along. And this might be sort of what we're talking about here. This is what Hollywood wants right here, folks. They want this right here. We have an actress in a Target saying, why did they move the display? Oh, my goodness. You know, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. Most customers don't like the display of the new type of product they were putting in that particular store. And, of course, they got the message very quickly and moved them to the back, the display. Apparently, this actress, though, couldn't handle it and had to make a TikTok video or something. She's been in the Twilight movies. Actress Rochelle Lefevre, whatever her last name is. I've never even heard of her. Okay? I don't even know who she is. Matter of fact, I saw this TikTok video and I was like, I would have had no clue she was an actress. Of course, there are a few, very few actresses that are actually famous that are younger these days. There's one in the TV show Stranger Things. I'm trying to remember her name off the top of my head. Yeah, Millie. I was trying to remember how it went. Millie Bobby Brown. You know, I was thinking it was like that rapper back in like the 90s or whatever. Bobby Brown. Millie Bobby Brown. So apparently, you know, she recently got married. But that's about the only. There's very, very few young actors and actresses that are even known at all these days. She happens to be one of the few. But other than that, I mean, there's hardly anybody. And you have this lady here I've never even seen before complaining that they moved the latest merchandise. That, I mean, literally they had a company that created Lucifer or some sort of satanic products as well, and that wasn't the ones that were in the store, but they just happened to be part of their product line. I'm like, really? This is apparently what we're going to promote to our, younger right now, is this kind of stuff. And that's what we're going to be getting into, is the fact that we're seeing this everywhere. People dressing up like the devil, promoting Lucifer left and right. We've started seeing it like back in like, I would say like 2018. We started seeing it like just really ridiculous, with Lil Nas X and I can't even remember her name. There's some lady singer. I'll remember it later. Anyway, I'm not the best with names here, folks. I'm trying to remember her name. But of course, they put her and him on the number one trending on, of course, various websites. Let's see if I can remember. Basically, it was a song about Lucifer. Literally, that's what it was. It was literally a song about Lucifer. What? Look at this. I just typed this into YouTube. Look what they show you. Oh yeah, I'm gonna go buy stuff like this. Give me a break. So where is it at? It used to be like when you just typed it in, it was like the top. Actually, here, let me try this. Let me try this. I think this will bring it about. Is it that one? No, I don't. I just can't remember her name for some reason. And is it Satan? I can't remember how the song went. I can't remember. I don't know. She's a super famous singer, whatever her name is. They put her on trending. Lil Nas X, they put them all on trending. Of course, they ain't going to put anything about the King of Kings or anything good on trending. That would not be right, of course. You don't want to do that. You don't want people to, like, do the right thing and, like, not steal from stores, for example. So, anyway, you get the idea. You see what's kind of going on. Before we go any further, and I have a ton of stuff to talk about in this video, by the way. I got something from Fast and Furious Tyrese. He had something rather curious to say about Lucifer being in Hollywood and anywhere and everywhere now. And he had some really interesting message. I'm going to play that in a second here. But before we do that, I got to mention we're doing a Kickstarter, or essentially an Indiegogo here. Link is in the description for a game we've been working on for 2 years. It's halfway done. Noah VR. We have one of the top programmers in the world in VR working on it. It's gotten so much buzz in the programming and developing world that we've had about 7 different programmers, top level, that worked on Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, Transformers, all saying they wanted to work for us. We weren't even going around asking people. They just came to us. They're like, we heard about this. It sounds really awesome, spectacular. And essentially, the game is kind of like Indiana Jones meets Lord of the Rings. But it's also going to be, in VR version. And also, we're going to have a standard version as well. And you can get involved. You can help to bring this to pass faster. We're trying to essentially get it done quicker. Instead of spending another 2 years working on it, we want to get it done this year. To do so, we need to hire some of these programmers that want to work for us. To do that, we need to have some money. Hence, the whole thing we're doing here. Link is in the description for this. You can get involved. You can even make money in this. Or you can get a copy of the game. Or there's a lot of other options. You can even get your name in the credits of the game. So many other options. Link is in the description. Of course, and I can't get this to... What's going on here? Trying to get this thing to rotate out here, folks. At any rate, you can get involved in the game. You can get a cut of the profits. You can do a lot of things. Link is in the description for this, folks. At any rate, check that out. Link below. Let's get back to the video. So, also I wanted to mention, of course, this Twilight actress that I'm mentioning. She was the one that was very unhappy about the fact that they moved the Pride, of course, section to the back, because apparently her son or daughter, I can't remember which, identifies this way, right? And said that they were celebrating that person. And of course, what's interesting is, I mean, this is the only time we see this kind of stuff, and this is coming out from someone in Hollywood telling you what they think about it. They are very unhappy about the fact that they moved it, folks. Also, of course, I wanted to mention, we're going to be getting into a ton of stuff, like I said. maybe I'll mention this one. We have the movie The Flash with Ezra Miller. I'm going to get into that more over my other channel, God Rules 2. I'm going to be making two videos out of this because I have so much stuff to cover in here. Essentially, the movie doing not so well, only making $70 million on its opening on the weekend. And, of course, Ezra Miller himself apparently having tons and tons of things happening in his life that just sound like something you would expect from a Hollywood actor or actress, right? Just things that don't make sense, of course. Let me show you what I'm talking about. And I'm going to actually cover it more in detail over there. Troubling behavior. Since 2019, mental, of course, health issues. Honestly, I mean, the dude was seen walking around with unicorn heads on the movie set. And it's not one of the props of the movie. He's just wearing it around for no reason. Wearing capes. The cape is not part of the movie either. Just like wearing capes for no reason. Wearing unicorn heads for no reason. Walking around. There's a lot of other strange things. Actually, tons of them. Burglary. Just. I mean, there's tons. I'll be covering it more over my other channel. It's a lot of things. And what's really strange, of course, is they're planning on keeping him as an actor, even if they do a sequel, with all the baggage. And there's a lot of baggage. At any rate. So, of course, if you like this video or if you like some of my other videos, you might want to check out, link is in the description for grvideos.com, my website. I have hundreds of videos over here, probably about 200 just in the free section alone, covering all manner of topics, folks. Could be Hollywood with Keanu Reeves, as you can see there. I mean, ancient history. Just all manner of topics, things going on currently around us. Link is in the description for that, folks. All right. And actually, I'm wondering what's going on here. Something, you know how the browser gets stuck? I know it's getting stuck. You're getting stuck, aren't you? No, it isn't. Okay, never mind. I thought it was getting stuck because for some reason, this thing will not stop loading. There we go. Okay. Anyway, let's get back to the video. So here we go. We have Tyrese here from Fast and the Furious movie franchise, Fast and Furious 10. Tyrese talks about Fast and Furious 10 and also some other things going on in the movie industry. Now, let me see if I'm really hoping this. Just give me a second here. I want to make sure this. Of course not. 1 second. I'm going to play this for you guys. We can hear what he has to say. So, I'm trying to remember what part to start at. Let's just start here and see what happens.
Was loaning for the relationship to be better while she was still here.
Yes, sir.
Since I'm supposed to be promoting this movie and talking about my album, I just feel like we're in competition right now because they are trying to normalize the devil. They are trying to populate. We need to stop treating our relationship with Jesus like the little buddy that you talk to before you go to bed at night. And not be more vocal about all the things that God means to us and all of the things that God has brought us through. You didn't post about.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you know, how did God decide to get me through this?
Yeah, man.
So he basically goes in there and he talks about also how recently at the Grammys, they have the devil on full display there. Seems to be a popular character of recent for some reason. I wonder why. Could we be in the end of course times? I don't know. I just kind of wonder. So of course Tyrese from Fast and Furious 10 talking about this. He also talks about Paul Walker in this interview. You might want to go check it out on Big Boy TV. That's where that clip was from right there. And he talks about a ton of other stuff, Tupac and other things as well. And apparently he has music. He's got his own band or something as well, Tyrese there. So check that out. Also, of course, Transformers star becoming a prepper in case things go wrong in Los Angeles. I mean, of all places, that might be a good place to be like that. You know what I mean? Los Angeles isn't exactly looking the best these days. I'm referring to this actor here. You might have seen him before. Josh Duhamel here. attends Disney Plus The Mighty Ducks Game Changer Season 2 premiere. It keeps my lizard brain active, he noted. He concluded, I'm working on those skills. I wouldn't call myself an expert or survivalist by any means, but I'm getting better at it. This is something I need to work on myself more. you got to walk the talk, right? Got to walk the talk here, folks. Yeah, so, I mean, even actors. And you know some of these billionaires are doing it as well. They're like, they know something's happening. They're like, I think I'm going to build something. Over here in this place, in the middle of nowhere, just deep underground. just in case something happens. Like, as if, I mean, it's so obvious the way things have been the last, I would say, 5 years. It's like right there, you know, on the edge at every moment. It could happen at any time. That's basically the feeling he probably has as well. He apparently is a little bit awake there, folks, and sees what's going on. At any rate, you get the idea. Let's see, what else do we got here, folks? I have so many windows open. Give me a second here. All right, so also I got to mention, because of that, you might want to get yourself some food supply, 25-year shelf life. Link is in the description. Join the actor there. Get ready, okay? You never know what's going to happen. You can't prepare after the fact. That's the whole point of preparing. It's pre. Before something happens, I've been seeing some pretty crazy, of course, stories of recent, you know, where drones are being flown around and things are going, you know, in other countries. It's like it's extending out into other places now, that WAR that seems to never end. Over there, folks, of course, you know, Crane, all that. Might want to get ready for it, folks. Link is in the description. $5.97 for 3 months worth. $127 for 2 weeks worth. Also, this book here, Lost Ways, How Your Great-Great-Grandfather Lived Without Electricity, because you might be soon as well. Considering all the wonderful things going on in the world, you might want to get this book as well. It's only like $30-some dollars. Get the printed version, hundreds of pages illustrated, how to make a can stacker, how to create a fire, how to just do anything, how to, you know, build yourself a cellar, all manner of things, folks. Link is in the description for that as well. And, of course, also gold and silver, link below. If you haven't got some of the physical gold and silver, you might want to get some considering what's going on with the dollar. Let's get back to the video. So, of course, also, as we've seen with all these stores, these chain stores going out of business, as I've covered on recent videos, apparently Hollywood as well, having the same thing happen. Of course, we had Regal Cinemas file for bankruptcy tail end of last year. Now we have Cine Media, which is a related company as well that does the advertising for movie theaters, going out of business. So you have the movie theaters going out of business. You got the advertisers for the movie theaters going out of business. Everyone going out of business. Of course, also you have Disney down as well. Disney loses 4 million subscribers on Disney Plus because everyone's broke, can't afford it. And of course, Disney's not exactly doing the best these days. Not exactly making awesome movies or TV series or anything. Instead, they're trying to shove, of course, something down, you know, your throats. Things like that, you know. At any rate, for some reason, people don't want to pay for that. Disney loses 4 million subscribers. Prepares to pull some content. Maybe some content people don't want to watch anymore. We made it clear we don't like it, but you keep just trying to, just take it. Accept it. Watch what we want you to watch. Right? Of course, Disney stock sees biggest decline in 6 months after subscribers... everyone's missing estimates these days. Everyone's missing quarterly profit estimates. Every company, left and right, folks. Kohl's, JCPenney's, Walmart, Amazon, all of them. Even Amazon building warehouses that are empty because they expected to keep growing and it stopped. So they literally have empty warehouses that they use for parking lots now. They overbuilt because they were expecting people, they expected the economy to keep going great, but it's not. And of course, let's get back to sort of the movie topics. Clint Eastwood, everyone's retiring. Harrison Ford, retiring. Quentin Tarantino, retiring. Clint Eastwood, retiring. Feels betrayed by Warner Brothers after 33 million box office bomb. that nearly starred Arnold Schwarzenegger, the new wave of movie enthusiasts may not fully comprehend the significant impact that Clint Eastwood has had on film industry. And that's true, man. I mean, he was making movies that were hits back in the 70s and 80s, folks. He's been around a long, long time. Is that the article? Or no, I gotta click through on it. Okay. Apparently, I was on the wrong page. I guess that doesn't help, does it? All right. So, wants to go out blazing in a blazing sunset. Clint Eastwood, of course, he made all those cowboy movies in the old days. And he starred as cops and in all manner of different characters throughout the years. Some of his best ones were in the Western genre. If you watch some of his older movies. Starred in many hit movies, folks. Eastwood's masterpiece, Unforgiven, is often considered the pinnacle of Western filmmaking. As a contemporary filmmaker, he has directed exceptional movies such as Mystic River and Million Dollar Baby, which have received universal critical acclaim. However, due to his advanced age, akin to Jack Nicholson, it is likely that Clint Eastwood's prolific career in the film industry may come to a close. Well, I mean, on top of the fact that not only are they well in age at this point, but there's no one to replace them. There's literally no one to replace them. I mean, you got Mel, of course, Gibson. You got like Clint Eastwood. You got Sylvester Stallone. All these guys are extremely old in age. Well, I don't know. They're getting up there pretty high, and Clint Eastwood was probably the highest in age out of all of them. But and of course, the younger stars are, you know, either waking, of course, up, or they're just completely drinking it, folks. Here you have an ex-Disney star, which you've probably never even seen before. There's a reason you see people dressed up as Satan. Again, another one chiming in what Tyrese from Fast and Furious 10 said. This lady's name is Chyna McClain, and she apparently has been making a number of posts about what's going on. Now they're trying to promote Lucifer everywhere. Ex-Disney star Chyna McClain talks about the fact that they are worshiping this being. We'll just call him a being. In Hollywood, they know full well that God exists, she says. They also know that Lucifer exists. They're just counting on you all not to know. And I kind of feel like that is the case. They almost present it like, oh, it's just a joke. He dressed as Satan. Who cares? Who cares? No big deal. Why are you making a big deal out of it? We don't worship him. We just dress like him, you know? I mean, give me a break. Why would you dress like him? It's just ridiculous. Of course. And so you're seeing more and more of this stuff everywhere. And I'm going to be getting into this and so much more over my other video, God Rules 2. Kind of what I'm assuming you guys think. Let me know in the comment section below, and thanks for watching. Why was everything so giant in the past? I believe it was because of the atmospheric conditions being different, like there being two or three more atmospheres of pressure and things of this nature. Thank you.
look at all these skulls here. I mean, obviously they're not the same creatures, and apparently there's some differences between them. Now, a lot of people point to evolution for weird things like this, but that's not the case. That doesn't explain this type of stuff here. This looks like DNA manipulation. It looks like a hybrids, okay? Messing with the genetic code. Star people, fallen angels, mating with humans, manipulating the genetic code. Hide and obscure these type of evidences. It's because it doesn't fit their model. To have stories of, or legends as it, or myths as they call it, of giants or dragons in non-fiction literature, in historical documents. Alexander the Great indicating he saw dragons when he was out doing various battles. And we have many stories of the ancient past of giant men. And then we also have bones. We have evidence of giant men living. But we're told it's all fairy tale. It's fantasy because it doesn't fit the evolutionary model, which tends to discount any other type of historical evidence that doesn't fit it. It's kind of amazing. But we have these evidences and they ignore them. We have 60 plus stories in various cultures of a worldwide deluge, a worldwide flood. We have 60 plus cultures that indicate star people came down and messed with the genetic code and made giant humans that look different, that have six fingers, that have double rows of teeth, that have weird shaped skulls. And then we also have proof of animal hybrids even. We even have historical stories, but they're all called legends and myths, that they're not real, they're fake. They're fairy tales, but then we find historical evidences of it. It's kind of amazing. We find archaeological evidence of it, and we just discount all of it. It's just fake. It's made up. There never were giant men. That's why we have all these bones that prove we did. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
You can see with modern day giant men that even though they are a lot bigger than the standard person today, they usually only get to maybe 10 foot tall. Okay? And I think a lot of the reason why you found bones in the ancient past where there were men that were much larger is due to the fact that there was a different conditions, environmental conditions. I believe that there was water that was underneath the earth that broke forth that wasn't on earth before that. It was underneath in the earth's mantle. And we actually have proof that there's as much as an Arctic Ocean worth of water currently in the earth's mantle. We actually have scientific proof of this already. There's a certain scientist that actually published it in a peer-reviewed journal, which I know atheists love to mention peer-reviewed journals as if it's really relevant. But there was a scientist who has proven that we have as much or more as an Arctic Ocean worth of water underneath the Earth's mantle. I believe that the Mid-Atlantic Ridge and all the different ridges you see around the world with plate tectonics, I believe that at one time these broke forth and water came from them. And that's why you find them in the middle of the ocean. And also you see where it sort of fits the shape of the continents as well. And with this in mind, and then also noting that a lot of these ancient texts indicate that there was water above the earth and there was water beneath the earth that broke forth. With these two in conjunction, it could have caused the earth to have 2 times the atmospheric pressure, similar to a hyperbolic chamber. And hyperbolic chambers are used today to heal people very quickly. You know, something that might take 2 months to heal will only take a week to heal in a hyperbolic chamber. Some very serious injury on your leg or something. So if you actually lived in 2 to 3 atmospheric pressure, you could run miles and never get winded. Okay? People could grow to a very large height, even naturally. Now, here's the thing, okay? We have scientific proof today that you can combine, and actually a lot of these people you see here that are very large, they have no inhibitor in their DNA to keep them from growing. The only reason they only reached about 10 foot tall is because of our atmospheric pressure and other conditions in our environment. So if there was different conditions, they could have maybe grown to 20 foot tall or 30 foot tall if the conditions were right, if there was no inhibitor in their DNA. As we see with dinosaurs, they're just lizards that just kept growing. Okay, now we have some weird stuff for you to consider. Look at these arc-shaped plateaus on the center of all 4 continents. Okay, it's very interesting. And why is it we find that the highest peak is right down the direct center of it? Okay. And we find blonde-haired people living in these regions, okay? Even if 95% of everybody else has dark hair, such as Aborigines or whatever, just in this one area, we find blonde-haired people. And they're usually taller, and they have some very interesting structures that they've created as well on top of these plateaus. Why is it like this? Well, you know, this is too coincidental. These are not naturally made. These are man-made, and they're very, very massive. So you have to explain this one. How did this happen? Why is it we have all these weird things on the Earth that I can easily, readily show you that no evolutionary biologist can explain? I can't explain any of this stuff. This is evidences that they completely and utterly ignore. I mean, I could show you hundreds of dinosaurs living with man. Why is it that this type of evidence is ignored? Why is it ignored? Why is it discounted? Matter of fact, I think I'll make a video about that next. Evidences for dragons among men. I couldn't find the 5th continent's arc center for the 120 degree arc, and couldn't find the arc until someone pointed it out to him that there's actually an interesting area in South America where there's all blonde-haired people. And there's this odd plateau of a square. And then he had noticed that the Andes Mountains make a natural arc. And it all works out the same as with the other continents. It's quite intriguing how all these arc centers have people with blonde hair that seem to go against what all the other people around them have. And these raised plateaus with odd buildings and odd temples built on them. What does this all mean? You know, where did this come from? Could this have been Noah's sons moving to the different continents and establishing a base, I guess you could say, for the rest of the continent to be fruitful and multiply? What do you think? Why was everything so giant in the past? I believe it was because of the atmospheric conditions being different, like there being two or three more atmospheres of pressure and things of this nature. Now look at all these skulls here. I mean, obviously they're not the same creatures, and apparently there's some differences between them. Now, a lot of people point to evolution for weird things like this, but that's not the case. That doesn't explain this type of stuff here. This looks like DNA manipulation. It looks like a hybrids, okay? Messing with the genetic code. Star people, fallen angels, mating with humans, manipulating the genetic code